Torah warns Aaron not to just enter at will, the special restrictions, when you can come into Kodesh HaKodashim, only once a year, with special karbanos and so on. And it's connecting it to Nadav and Avihu. Achrei Moshnei b'nei Aaron, the kabasim b'nei Hashem. Nadav and Avihu did whatever Avera they did, many different ways to explain what their Avera was. But there's one nekuda I think that's very apropos here. It's actually interesting. The Gemara later in Sanhedrin, I found in the Sefer Shari Ora from Bergman, son of Rav Shachi, he quotes the Gemara later in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara mentions on Amid Aleph there, Nadav and Abihu were walking behind Moshe the Aaron, and Nadav says to Abihu, "Imasa yamusu shneis kinim halalu vani va'ata naniges hador." Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu nira mikover es mi. So it's hard to understand, but talking about they basically lost respect for Moshe the Aaron. They're the old door. You know, they'll pass on, we'll take over. The Abbas school, great people. Krovei HaKadosh. But there was a lack of b'machshiv Moshe v'Aaron. Right after this comes the Gemara and a Meimer of Rabbi Elazar. L'ma Talmud Chacham domeh l'fnei am ha'aretz? How does a Talmud Chacham appear l'fnei am ha'aretz? B'tchila domeh kitun shel zahav. So that's something that you're machshiv. Kitun shel zahav is a gold pitcher. But once the Amoraim interacts with the Talmud Chacham, Sipur heimenu domeh kitun shel kesef. No longer zahav. Kesef is not as chashuv as Zahav is. Nena mimenu begins to get benefits from him. The more he interacts, hamish, right? Domel kitun shocheres kimish and nishbar shuv engot hakana. Now the connection is not clear. Rashi learns that this name has to do with something earlier in the Gemara with Korach, but b'chora you could say very simply, this statement is very much connected to the previous point of Nadav and Avihu. Because the problem, in whatever subtle way it played out, was too much familiarity. When it's a situation where you're exposed to Kedusha, whether it's in the form of a person, individuals, whether it's in the form of a place, so when you recognize there's a certain, it's beyond, it's something which is on another level, there's a mystique that comes from that, then it keeps you in check. And you don't overstep your bounds. But the more that something becomes familiar, you know, everything is, you know, everything is open for everybody, we're all on the same level, it creates potential for, as the Gemara stresses, basically, I know better, and no longer do you have the same regard. And that's exactly the point over here. Achrei Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron, the Kavasam Pnei Hashem. Whatever the chait was, especially as expressed over here, the problem of Nadav and Avihu was that there was too much familiarity. Just what it also said by Mishpatim at the end of by Matan Torah, that there was a feeling, even at the time of Matan Torah, that it was too much for them. They took for themselves, like it was almost a physical pleasure. And they didn't recognize that there's something to be said for beyond. It's not, not everything is me, for me to understand and to feel that it's my... it's my personal connection. There has to be lines. There has to be a sense of reverence, appropriate recognition. And this is why the Aliyah B'Chaleis Al Kodesh. There has to be. There's always Mora Migdash all over, but there's Kodesh HaKadashim. If Kodesh HaKadashim becomes just another room, then it becomes an issue of no longer do you have the same regard for it. So it's one nekuda that goes to the whole beginning of the parasha, the connection to Aliyah B'Chaleis Al Kodesh, and it's important to always have areas in our life in terms of role models, in terms of connections to Mkomos HaKadoshim, whether it's with the Knesset and Yerushalayim. We get exposed to Kedusha, but we get overexposed. And to the extent we get overexposed, those of you who learned in the Tibaria, you know a little bit what I'm referring to, you lose the Kotel, you know, Kotel as well, of course, but the majority here. But the point is, Eretz Yisrael, and so on. It's important to keep that balance and recognizing that there has to be some feeling of beyond.